Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time. We'd like to share a special announcement with you. This Saturday evening at 6 p.m., the Inspirations will be with us at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. That's this Saturday, January 14th at 6 p.m. You won't want to miss it. Well, here's Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church continuing our look at the book of Revelation.
Well, we're going to begin. I want to look at overview. Well, I don't know really how to start. I'm just going to start flying this plane. We've been in for months in the book of the Revelation. We finished Revelation 22 last week. And just so you can, I think Doug and Danny handed out does anybody need one of these? I did this years ago, many, many years ago. I started it when I was a missionary in Kenya, just kind of learning a lot from Daddy, and then I just started adding some stuff to it. I finally came up with this a few years ago, pulled it out, and just an overview, if you will, of our Lord's coming. And I started with the translation, but I started just kept backing up to creation. Before we get there, is it up there? Oh, it is up there. This is a different one than what y'all have. I don't know, some of y'all may have one. He put that up so it would fit on the screen. Okay, and so the information, I think, is about the same. But on yours, it talks about our Lord's coming. That's what I'm going to focus on today and next week, is our Lord's coming. You know by now that I believe the Lord could come at any moment. It's called the imminent return of Jesus Christ. It doesn't mean that he would come. It means that he could come. In other words, there's nothing keeping him from coming. We're going to study the book of Hebrews in 2 weeks. This week, next week, probably Christmas Day. By the way, we're having services Christmas morning.
Amen, preacher.
I've already heard of churches that are not having churches. Already. I've had people ask me, are y'all having services Christmas Day? I said, why, of course we're having services Christmas Day. Why would you not go to church celebrating the birth of, but a lot of people, I got to get back on my lesson. Some of these preachers have got carnal and worldly. I'll leave it alone. We're having Sunday school. We're having worship. Well, what about Sunday night service? Yes, we're having Sunday night services. Do your Christmas Eve, Saturday night with all the family. For the kids, get them up early. See what Santa Claus brought them. Come to church, Sunday school. I'll go on and on, but we're having services. Sunday, I can't understand why they wouldn't do it. Anyway, how I got on that, I don't know. But our Lord's coming. Oh, the imminent mentality. There are a lot of people, good people, believe that Jesus Christ is going to come after the tribulation begins. Whether it's the middle of the week, Daniel's 70th week, whether it's the seventh trumpet or whatever it is, and I mentioned last week about this, I can't understand, not just biblically, there's nothing in Scripture telling us to look for the Antichrist, not one verse. Over, and I got a bunch of verses here, I'm not going to give them to you today, bunch of verses about looking for, waiting for, you know, the coming of, we're supposed to be looking, anticipating the coming of the Lord. Besides the Scripture, there's songs that they cannot sing. And I thought of one I might mention a week or two. Remember that song? We know that song. Jesus is coming soon, morning or night. If they do not believe Jesus is coming soon, they have to sing this. Antichrist is coming soon, morning or night or noon. I thought it was funny. I didn't. It went over y'all's head. But anyway, there are so many of our songs that we sing about the coming of the Lord. Look for, and they can't really sing it from heart if you don't believe. Are y'all following? I believe that Jesus Christ could come today. Matter of fact, we finished up in Revelation 22. Three times Jesus said in Revelation 22, I come quickly, I come quickly, surely I come quickly. And then John, who wrote all that down, said this, even so come, Lord Jesus, amen. Truly, truly. So anyway, we believe Jesus is coming at any moment. And top of your page, you see that it's broke down, and we see it in John, in the Gospels, and Acts, and the epistles in the book of Revelation. Our Lord's coming is testified in the Gospels, John 14, 1 through 3. When Jesus said, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. Now I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also." So his coming is testified in the Gospels. He said he's coming again. His coming is also verified in the book of Acts. It's testified in the Gospels. It's verified in the book of Acts. Remember those men there in Acts chapter 1, it says people think it's angels, whatever it is. That's a whole other subject matter. But behold, two men were standing in white apparel. They looked at the apostles and said, "Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye here gazing into the clouds? This same Jesus which you've seen, he's coming, going up, he shall come again in like manner." Whether you want to argue that's two men, Moses, Elijah, whoever else, and white bear, that's a whole other story, or two angels. Anyway, it makes no difference to me. But you see that his coming was verified in the book of Acts. And then in 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4 and other ones, but I just threw this one at you, his coming is clarified in the epistles. Paul wrote more about his coming in the epistles. We read about it in different epistles, but remember in 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4, verses number 13 through 17, also in 1 Corinthians 15, it speaks about, and all through Scripture it talks about his coming is clarified in the epistles. And then we see his coming is amplified in the book of the Revelation. And as a matter of fact, it's made known more because the apostle John saw these things. Remember, God told him, "John, these things that you see, I want you to write them down." So he wrote them down and gave us the book of the Revelation. So his coming is amplified in the book of the Revelation. And we look at those things, and again, I started this chart really at the translation. But I believe the Lord could come at any moment. But as I kept working on this chart, I went back to the beginning, to creation, where it all began, Genesis 1:1. If you don't believe Genesis 1:1, you have a problem with the whole rest of the book, the other 65 books of the Bible. If you have a problem from the very beginning, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. If you have a problem with that, you have a problem with the rest of it. So we see the creation. Now, if you noticed on your chart, it said before on that line, it says eternity past. Now, creation in Genesis 1:1 was what God created, what we see and what we don't see here, the terra firma and the atmosphere, we see the sun and stars move. But God has always been in eternity past. There was never a time when God was not. Same with Jesus, the Holy Spirit. There was never a time in eternity past. He always has been. Preacher, can you understand that? I do not understand that. Our mind is finite. He's infinite. We can't understand that. I just believe he's always been God. There's always been Jesus. You believe that? A lot of people teach you that Jesus was born. You know, he was created to be Jehovah's Witness, and others talk about that and all. The Holy Spirit, listen, I believe that the triunity of the Godhead, they've always been, which is another mind blower to me. What did they do in eternity past? When there was nothing, there were no angels, because they created them. Are you following? Created Lucifer and Gabriel and Michael and all the innumerable angels and the heavenly. Before there was anything made that was made, it was just the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That blows me away. Can anybody here figure that one out? What did they do? I'm going to ask them when I get to heaven. I know they were making plans for redemption in the future. You know, and again, they started creating angels and all these other things. But before all that, my mind just comes to are y'all following this? I just can't get past that. There was nothing but them.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And visit us this Saturday, January 14th at 6 p.m. to hear the inspirations at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.